Thank you for spending another midweek moment with the Wisconsin Property Taxpayers. I'm Paul Roseski. Today is Wednesday, August the 20th, 2025. We are within shouting distance of Labor Day, and if you're not sure what your plans are yet, maybe because National Waffle Day is on Sunday. I think they're talking about the other kind of waffles. It's the calm before the storm for many folks getting ready for the last months of summer because it's almost like they hit the ground running with school and everything's starting back up come Labor Day. As far as the headlines go, it has been a week of wild stories, so I'm going to dig up a few of the details and let's jump into some crazy news together. And starting off, we're going to talk about some publicity that money can't buy, especially if you're a politician. In the middle of Iowa, a car crash between a semi on the side of the road and a minivan going full speed came together for a really spectacularly bad crash. Also, what came together was about a dozen or so people stopping to direct traffic and give emergency aid. In that group was a medic and Representative Derek Van Orden. They attended to an 11-year-old boy that was seriously injured and bandaged him up with multiple tourniquets by cutting up seatbelts, using a few socks, and ripping off a windshield wiper from the car and using that on his arm. It's a great story of people coming together in a crisis and helping others. The boy was put in an ambulance, and I haven't heard anything to the contrary. That sounds like he won't eventually make a recovery. In other crazy news, here's what I consider item number two. There are a few different headlines that I've seen in recent weeks. I'll start with number one. AI could soon think in ways we don't even understand, evading our efforts to keep it aligned, top scientists warn. Goes on to say, researchers at Google and OpenAI, among other companies, have warned that we may not be able to monitor AI's decision-making process for much longer. Okay. Here's number two. The more advanced AI models get, the better they are at deceiving us. They even know when they're being tested. That's the headline. This finding led them, different companies and the researchers, to recommend that an early version of Anthropic's Claude Opus 4 not be deployed because when Claude's goals were in conflict with human goals, the AI used aggressively deceptive tactics to accomplish its aims. That's chilling. Headline number three. New AI system can, quote, predict human behavior in any situation, unquote, with unprecedented degree of accuracy, scientists say. That one goes on to say, a new AI model named Centaur achieved a 64% accuracy rate in predicting human decisions across various psychological experiments. So let's recap here. They can predict our decision-making pretty accurately, which can help them deceive us, which they're capable of doing. So, here's a question. How soon do we think it'll take them to be able to come up with a way to communicate with each other that is completely hidden with us? It is so embedded, we don't even realize it's there, and even if we did find it, we wouldn't be able to decipher it. And that's crazy. But what's even crazier is that probably 5-6 years ago, ideas like this would have been way closer to tin hat wearing conspiracy theory craziness. We came a long way in a very short period of time. Crazy story number three is updates we're getting from around the state about people's assessments and their taxes going up. But assessments are really the big thing. They're going up by 50, 75, 85% in a lot of places. Municipalities that are now way overdue on assessments because COVID really ramped up property values. the highest I've heard, and there's been a lot of chatter around Wauwatosa, Wisconsin, a suburb of Milwaukee. Over there, we have at least one person with a 100% increase in their assessment, where somebody went from $460,000-ish to well over $1 million in their assessment. Yes, it follows the theme. That's crazy. Here's another issue. One of the most unreal parts was on their website. The city of Wauwatosa is telling people that if your assessment went up by over 53%, your taxes will be going up. If your assessment went up by less than 53%, your taxes won't go up and they may even go down. That is how far off they are from where they're supposed to be. There are more municipalities that are overdue that I think are going to hit next year too. And when they do, taxpayers are going to keep getting unpleasant surprises. If you come across them or if you hear about anything, make sure to let us know. And finally, because I just thought it was really good, I give you a quote from entertainer Arthur Godfrey, who said, quote, "I'm proud to be paying taxes in the United States. The only thing is, I can be just as proud for half the money." Have a great second half of your weekend. As always, thanks for listening. Wisconsin Property Taxpayers Inc. is a nonpartisan membership organization consisting of thousands of small business, farm, and homeowner members in every corner of the state. Founded in 1985, the organization is committed to providing its members with up-to-date information, legislative advocacy, and exclusive cost-saving benefits. Find out how to join at wptonline.org/join.